Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Heiraten is to marry. Heiraten. How would you say I marry? Ich heirate. How would you say when do you marry? Wann heiratest du? How would you say I marry next year? Ich heirate nächstes Jahr. You remember, nächstes Jahr with an S, because it's das Jahr. Ich heirate nächstes Jahr. How would you say, when have you married? Wann hast du geheiratet? Geheiratet is the participle, regular one with the T at the end. Wann hast du geheiratet? How would you say, I've married 20 years ago? Ich habe vor 20 Jahren geheiratet. 20 years ago, vor 20 Jahren. How would you say, I've married 10 years ago? Ich habe vor 10 Jahren geheiratet. How would you say, I've married 2 months ago? Ich habe vor 2 Monaten geheiratet. You see, 10 years ago, vor 10 Jahren. 20 years ago, vor 20 Jahren. 2 months ago, vor 2 Monaten. We end with an N because it's dative plural. When we use vor with a time indicator, the dative is triggered. How would you say, I've married 1 week ago? Ich habe vor einer Woche geheiratet. How would you say, I've married 1 day ago? Ich habe vor einem Tag geheiratet. How would you say, I married when I was 30 years old? Ich habe geheiratet, als ich 30 Jahre alt war. You remember, als kicks the verb at the end. Als ich 30 Jahre alt war. When I 30 years old was. How would you say I married when I was 20 years old? Ich habe geheiratet, als ich 20 Jahre alt war. How would you say I married when I was young? Ich habe geheiratet, als ich jung war. You see, als introduces a subclause and the verb is kicked to the end. You can also start with a subclause. How would you say, when I was young, I married? Als ich jung war, habe ich geheiratet. You see, als ich jung war, verb at the end, and then the next verb follows, as if you kiss the next verb. Als ich jung war, habe ich geheiratet. How would you say, when I was 30 years old, I married? Als ich 30 Jahre alt war, habe ich geheiratet. How would you say, I'm not married? Ich bin nicht verheiratet. Yeah, keep in mind, to be married, verheiratet sein. Ich bin nicht verheiratet. How would you say, are you married? Bist du verheiratet? How would you say no? I'm not married. Nein, ich bin nicht verheiratet. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb sich verändern, to change oneself. Sich verändern. Like when you say, you've changed since arriving in Switzerland. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.